that.
Thank you, everybody.
Well, there was just so much in what you just said, and you know, you can see sometimes when a facilitator will, obviously the facilitator has seen something, like pretty early on in the interaction and comes right in, and it does feel like, ooh, the whole energy of the room is kind of like, ugh. And I know for myself, as a new facilitator, there's a sense of like, we better go with that, because I know something else is going to happen later, you know. And it's a fun skill, I'm sure. I mean, every facilitator that we've ever worked with here has talked about this, so I'm sure it just comes with the territory, that it's an amazing thing what happens where you, it's like allowing the person who you're facilitating to sort of run their course. I mean, within, you know, let's set aside for right now the thing we were talking about earlier about the story that goes on and on for 3 hours. But, you know, there's like an energetic kind of let them do their thing, you reflect that. And then if whatever it is that sort of stuck out to be looked at is still there to be looked at, it will occur to you again at the right moment.
Yes. And you can always ask permission.
Yeah.
You know, may I ask you about something in that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes, like, I'll notice where someone will be talking and really early on in the interaction they'll say something so interesting, and then we go on in this whole other direction, and then towards the end of the interaction, that thing will arise again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you'll see facilitators say things like, oh, and really, you know, earlier in the interaction you mentioned, and again, it's sort of, there's a way of, you could either directly ask permission, or there's a way of just sort of, you know,
reminding them that
and either they pick it up and it's interesting them or they don't, and that's fine. And then, and that's sort of related to the other thing I was seeing, which is that a question like you asked Jan, I mean, it's not reflecting, but energetically it is. Mm-hmm. Do you know? Because it's not like a, you know, well, now don't you think that what's going on? And, I mean, it's just, she said many times, well, yeah, there's a part of me. There's a part of me. Mm-hmm. And so it's like that question was just, it was within it. It's, you didn't introduce it from the outside.
Right.
You
know? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's interesting how, in a way, the clarifying and drawing out, I think, that we do is an extension of reflecting. Really.
Yes. If it's not, it is a mistake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why, to me, it was so important to go through that whole process.
Exactly.
Because then there's a feeling about what to clarify with someone or what to draw someone out about. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just, here's a good idea.
Yeah, and yeah, it's like, so where is, because the person will lead you, where, there are all these things they're looking at, where, which piece of it do they want to look at right now? Where are they heading? Which path are they,
Okay, it is 8 o'clock. Time. She does fly. So, shall we?
Yes, let's do.
All right, we have another little part to our program tonight.
Some very fun treats. Should we start with the slideshow one?
Isn't this cute?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cute. Sure.
So,
I could probably use just another set of hands.
And shall I continue taping?
No.
Do you need me to move?
Skilled hands? Or, yeah, I'm going to let Alex's skilled hands take over here.